My name's Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a picture of contemporary Britain. Can I ask you please your name, your age and where you come from?
Okay, I'm Nick Rowthwaite. I am 25 and I come from Oxford.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Excited to get up there.
How did you first hear about the project?
I saw a thing on... Well, I saw the coverage of Anthony Gormley bidding for his idea to go ahead. And then I saw an article on the BBC News website and so applied from there.
What was it that inspired you to take part?
Well, I'd heard of Anthony Gormley before. I've seen his statues up in Liverpool. And my mum's sort of a bit of an art fan, so she drags me around various art galleries to see things. And it was an opportunity to get up on the plinth in Trafalgar Square. It wouldn't happen again. And climb some architecture.
What happened when you heard that you had the place on the plinth?
Well, I was excited. I originally wasn't down to go on, and then somebody pulled out, so I got to go on.
When did you find out that you were going on?
About a couple of weeks ago. I just got a phone call at work saying, are you okay to go on? And said, yes, of course I am. Didn't know the time slot, and then I got all the details through. And so, yes, I was excited to go, really.
Can you tell me a bit more about what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, the original plan was to have a barbecue, but I can't do that anymore. So, because I thought that the smell of bacon would really attract people towards the plinth and give me to talk to. So the plan now is I have a large number of balloons I'm going to just generally shoot at people from the plinth and sort of get some interaction between myself up there and the people down on the ground.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
Myself, really. It's a bit of fun and I've been looking forward to it all week, and Mum is especially proud and is jealous and wishes she could be down here. And so she's been telling all her friends and relatives, and so there's numerous people tuning in online and on Sky.
What's been the reaction of your friends and family?
My friends, well, half of them think I'm quite stupid for coming down to London and standing on a bit of stone for an hour, but the other half are quite impressed. There's a few people coming to take pictures of me. And so, I've just been Facebooking it, sort of telling people I'm on it, and to see how many turn up, really.
What's been the reaction of colleagues?
It's sort of similar to what I said with the friends. Not many of them knew I was doing it till quite recently, because I was trying to work out what I was going to do before people start asking me all the questions. And so I know there's quite a few tuning in from my department back in Oxford to watch me.
Can you tell me a bit more about what you do in Oxford?
I'm doing a PhD in material science. So at the moment I'm extruding aluminium, so it's a bit like a Play-Doh factory where you make the sausages to make long. So you put it in a lump and it makes a fine sausage of Play-Doh at the other end. But that's with aluminium, and from there that's hopefully going to go into racing cars and airplane engines. Well, that's the plan anyway, fingers crossed.
What are you hoping to do with that when you finish the PhD?
I have no real plans at all after my PhD. The only plan really is to get a van and drive around Europe for a while and have a nice long holiday, park up on some beaches. I do a bit of kite surfing and a bit of adventure sports and climbing, so try and get out and do some of those sorts of things and just take lots of time off, as long as the money lasts, really.
How might this experience compare with those extreme sports that you're describing?
But it's a lot more controlled, with safety nets and a big JCB to get you up there. But it's a whole new experience, and I have a very short attention span, so I like to do huge numbers of things, and so this is just another thing I can add to the list.
Any hopes or fears?
I hope some of my friends turn up and maybe take a picture of me or two, so I can sort of keep that. No real fears, really. No. Maybe getting heckled and things thrown at me, but hopefully that shouldn't happen.
Any expectations about what it might be like?
I have no idea at all, really. I don't know. As I say, I hope people will interact from the bottom, so I can talk to people. I don't know, really. I wait and see how it goes when I get up there.
What's the main thing that you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
I would like to think I'm adventurous, whether I am or not is another matter, but I try and do sort of new things just to get the experiences, really. And so, the reason I did the PhD was putting off getting a proper job and getting more time as a student, so more free time so I can do things like this.
Whereabouts do you do these sports, the kite surfing and so on? When do you do that?
Well, I've been over to Spain a couple of times to a place called Tarifa, which is a mecca of kite surfing. And so I learned there, and also in England as well, where it's much colder and you need thicker wetsuits. And had experiences like one time we went wakeboarding and had to send the speedboat round first to break up the ice before we went, and so that was a two wetsuit day. So it's much more fun doing it over in Spain.
This background noise. Can you explain a bit more about what's actually involved?
Just attaching yourself to a giant kite and hoping for the best, really. Trying not to look too stupid whilst you're out there. And yes, and then the climbing, I mainly do indoors. I've done a bit of outdoors, but the weather's so much nicer indoors. It's an easier, and there's generally more safety mats and places you can clip in, really.
And where else are you hoping to go in Europe on your tour?
Well, as I say, most places with the beaches, really, and get to get a bit of culture at the same time. So it would be just a drive around, see what happens. And I've done some interrailing around Europe before, so Croatia was beautiful when I went there. So I'd like to go and experience more places like that.
What impact do you think being on the plinth will have?
In terms of myself, it's going to be fun. It's going to be something I can talk about in the future, sort of later on. As I say, I was involved in that. In terms of what I'm doing up there, I don't think it's going to have any huge impact. Sort of seeing all these people dressed up, as being sponsored by charities, sending around a collection baskets, makes me feel a bit guilty that I didn't think to do that myself. But it's going to be a bit of history that we've signed our lives away to be in the National Archives and the like. So yeah, it's hopefully going to be something that is remembered as that was on the fourth plinth.
So why did you decide to release balloons in particular?
Well, it was plan B yesterday. I was thinking, just in case they don't let me have a barbecue or if the weather is shocking. I was walking around town trying to find things that I could do, so it was between that and on a pogo stick and just seeing how many jumps I could do on that. But I thought, if it is raining and I can't have a barbecue, then a pogo stick is also going to be quite precarious. So the balloons were next to the pogo stick, and I thought, oh, I'll go for those.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
Not really, beyond sort of when you're at school, in primary school, and forced to do plays and the like. Not really, no. This is a bit of a first.
Does the artist's concern to democratise art, does that relate to your decision to be here at all?
I wouldn't particularly say so, no. I think it's... as I said, through my mum, I mean, she's an artist, and she has done, she completed a master's recently, and so she's seen several Anthony Gormley pieces, such as The Field and the big acts of people. And so it's sort of the only way I heard of Anthony Gormley is through her in the past, and then sort of, as I said earlier, sort of continuing on through to this project. So, but in terms of Anthony Gormley's ambitions for this plinth, that wasn't really a concern. It was more that I thought it would be fun to get up there.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the type of work that your mum produces?
Well, she mainly works with embroidery and felt, but then she's moving more into fine arts and sculpture and all sorts. She spends hours digging through fields, finding sheep bones to glue together and just bizarre things, which half of which I must confess I don't understand, but she likes to think I do, and if you nod your head appreciatively, then it's good. But she also sort of encouraged us to go out to places like Tate Modern, and I have really enjoyed that, and we have Tate Liverpool near us as well, so that's also been really interesting.
So how influential has she been on developing an interest in arts beyond?
I would say she's been fairly fundamental in that. If she hadn't sort of expressed the interest and taken us all out to these places and exhibited in places nearby and sort of said, oh, we'll just go around the corner and see some more, then I wouldn't be as interested in art as I am now.
Can you tell me just a little bit about where you're from?
Well, I was originally born up in Yorkshire, and so that's where my family comes from. But I've lived in Chester, or near Chester, most of my life. And then for the past 6 years, I've been at Oxford, sort of one of these students who never leaves, and so does the Masters and then carries on for the PhD. And in terms of background, it's a fairly agricultural background up until now, really. Sort of my family is slowly diversifying and getting out of, say, sort of Yorkshire and just the small villages where there's a large amount of inbreeding and the like. Probably shouldn't be saying that on the microphone. I'm sure it happens. It doesn't happen in many villages. Just my family is, and it's okay because they won't be too embarrassed, hopefully.
What were you studying before you did the PhD?
Oh, material science again. So again, being very unadventurous, and I had my desk in the department, so I didn't really want to move, and it was a very easy thing to move on to. Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I think I'm just ready to go up there. Sort of, hopefully, I won't do anything too embarrassing, or say anything I shouldn't on the microphone. Really.
Thank you very much.